ABC Radio Australia.
The United Kingdom has played a significant role in the Pacific for more than 200 years now, with current and former Commonwealth realms strewn across the region. The UK's influence has also extended to the West Indies, but in that region this week, Barbados announced that it plans to become a republic and remove Queen Elizabeth as its head of state. Here's Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Mottley speaking to the ABC after that announcement.
We have been independent for almost 54 years this November, and the truth is that the time has come for us to continue to make decisions fully on our own. It's not a divisive decision, it's not a decision that is reflective of any break with the monarchy or any disrespect. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We have an excellent relationship with the United Kingdom, with the royal family, and we believe that the time has just come for us to boost the confidence of our people.
It's been a busy period for independence anniversaries in the Pacific as well, with PNG marking its 45-year break from Australia last week and Fiji celebrating 50 years as a sovereign nation in October. Although Fiji has been a republic since 1987, it keeps close ties with the Commonwealth, while PNG, like Australia, retains the Queen as its head of state. Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty spoke to Pacific constitutional law expert Dr. Bal Karma and asked him about the likely impact of the Barbados decision on the Pacific.
I think the happenings in Barbados is sending a strong message across the Commonwealth as to the relevance or continued relevance of the Queen. And it also brings to consciousness past British colonial empire and what it has done to people across the world. So that's a very significant event. In the context of Papua New Guinea, going back into its constitutional history, the Queen exists not by royal prerogative or royal right. It exists by invitation. That's a case different to Australia. And so what that means is that the Governor General, unlike Australia, where it has the reserve powers, and therefore what we see in 1975, for instance, where the Governor General dissolved the parliament here in Australia, the Queen rep in Papua New Guinea, the Governor General does not have such a reserve power. It is basically a symbolic power in PNG. So I think that affects how people view the more criticalness of the Queen or the Governor General. And I think that factored into what conversations they are having as to whether or not it is relevant to be under the Queen.
Do events such as Brexit and all the turmoil that's caused between Britain and the EU in the last couple of years, does that possibly make people in PNG and I guess the Pacific more broadly even more keen to perhaps sever ties with the UK, do you think?
I think it does send a message about the instability and leadership of Britain and whether or not that leadership is something to follow. I think within the Commonwealth, that message is sent. I think for what is going on in England, Boris Johnson government and UK as a whole, there needs to be greater recognition. And I think there is already out there that what happens in England affects its relationship, affects its standing more broadly because it's a colonial empire and it has been a centerpiece of the Commonwealth. But that said, we have seen in other Pacific countries a more active role towards moving away from the Queen. And so Fiji, for instance, in the 1980s became the republic and had its own head of state. And then further changes were happening, for instance, in 2012, where the current government declared that the Queen's birthday holiday is not significant. And they said that is a barrier to economic activity. We should continue to allow Fijians to go about doing what they do.
For Australia to change its constitution, a public referendum is required, and the vote for a republic in 1999 was clearly defeated. What would be required constitutionally for PNG to become a republic and to change its constitution in such a significant way?
Any amendment to the PNG constitution does not need a referendum, like in the case of Australia. It just needs parliamentary majority votes. There are certain majority numbers that is required for certain sections of the constitution, depending on how serious that section is, and that determines the percentage of majority to actually change those constitution. That will go for first, second, and third reading. But in terms of going to a republic, if PNG wanted to, it is not a critical provision of the constitution. As I said, because the governor general doesn't play a big role at all, it is totally a symbolic function. It is not a critical aspect of the constitution.